April 11, 1999. 4. It was the sound of car doors slamming and engines starting that awakened Alec the next morning. Even then, he struggled to become conscious. He felt as if he was swimming to the surface of the ocean after a very deep dive. It had been a rough night. The wind had continued rising, and he was awakened at what he guessed was a little after midnight by the gunshot crack of the rain flies snapping in the wind. He'd crawled out into the darkness to check the tent pegs, getting wet in the process, but found them secure. Back in his down bag, he'd had trouble getting to sleep again. Whenever he closed his eyes, his mind ran a loop of disjointed images, places he'd walked through in the previous weeks, Gwyn lively and joking in the hospital, Gwyn's inert body after her spirit had departed, the looming cliffs of Cadair Idris, Fiona Edwards. Sleep finally came again, but it was often disturbed. Now the wind had dropped. He unzipped the tent flap and saw a shredded sky, bits of torn cloud racing beneath an arc of deep blue. From the sun's position, he guessed it might easily be after 9. He sat up and pulled out the last of his clean clothing from the pack, a charcoal-coloured lightweight pair of hiking trousers with zip-off legs, and his other expedition shirt, this one olive. He put on his boots, thankful they were dry, and crawled out of the tent. The front door was unlocked and he entered, leaving his boots in the hall. The breakfast room had already been cleared, and he could hear Fiona moving around in the kitchen. On the sideboard, Alec